The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Jennifer Adulabi. In the headlines, parties at IEA presidential debate unanimous on the need to equip security services to fight all forms of crime. Vice President Emisirasa advises students to take advantage of facilities being provided by government to realize their potential. Ministry of the Interior assures security services of government's determination to provide logistics to fight crimes. Nigeria to deploy 600 troops to northern Mali under ECOWAS intervention force. President Joseph Kabila considers negotiations with M23 rebels in control of Goma. Thousands of Gaza residents celebrate ceasefire with Israel. And former French President Sarkozy to be questioned for receiving illegal campaign funds. First, the summary of the news with Abraham Donko.
The four presidential candidates with representation in parliament last night appeared on the second and final IEA presidential debate to outline their party's policies and visions for the country. They were unanimous on the need to equip the security agencies to fight all sorts of crime in the country. Vice President Pakwesi Emisirasa has advised students to reciprocate government's efforts by studying hard to achieve high academic laurels. Inaugurating an 18-unit classroom block at Abradunkwa in the Central Region, the Vice President said government will not relent in its efforts to make education accessible and affordable by providing the necessary facilities. The Minister for the Interior, William Kwesi Abua, has expressed the government's preparedness to provide all the needed support to the security agencies to curb any individual or group of persons who may want to foment disturbances or violence in any part of the country. He said this when he addressed the security forces in Kofobia in the New Jabi municipality. Nigeria should deploy 600 out of the 3,300 troops pledged by ECOWAS to contain rebel militants in northern Mali. Minister of State for Defense Olusola Obada said the insecurity in Mali is not just of concern to West Africa, but also to the entire international community. And former President Nicolas Sarkozy is to be questioned about claims that France's richest woman illegally helped finance his 2007 electoral campaign. Mr. Sarkozy faces allegations of accepting thousands of euros from L'Oreal heiress Liliane Betancourt when he ran for office 5 years ago.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information. The news in detail. The second and final IEA debate for presidential candidates with representation in parliament took place in Accra last night. The flag bearers of the NDC, NPP, CPP and PNC took turns to outline their policies on various issues of national development. On crime and national security, President Mahama of the NDC said his government will continue to improve on the good works they have started over the four-year period in Accra. He said they have well-resourced the security agencies with equipment, which has led to significant drops in criminal cases. He also said the police will be formally trained in how to handle white-collar crime, especially cyber fraud.
Under this current administration, we have taken a lot of steps to try and battle crime and reduce it to the barest minimum. One of the major successes we have gained is a drop in crime statistics. And I'll give you, for instance, robbery. There's been a drop in reported robbery cases from 4,753 in 2008 to 3,909 in 2012. What this government has done is to apply technology, personnel, and equipment to improve the crime-fighting institutions. White-collar crime continues to be an important subject, and we are adding into the curriculum of the police service in order that they coach police officers on detecting white-collar crime. IOCO law has been revised, and they have seen significant appreciation in their funding in order that they can fight white-collar crime, especially cyber crime, and this is giving us some significant results.
For his part, Dr. Abu Sakara of the CPP said his party will strengthen security forces undercover for effective execution of their work. He said information and suggestion centers will be established in every district to tackle crime at the community level. Under the CPP, crime in offices and high places will be tackled by training and retooling the Economic Crimes Unit to be up to the task.
At the national security level, we'll strengthen our immigration, our police, and our law enforcement officers undercover. We shall also fight crime in community by establishing a People's Information and Suggestions Complaints Office in every district and in workplaces, so as to better detect crime and have a catalogue of actions that have been taken and actions that have not been taken. There are, of course, other crimes which are committed in offices and high places. Those are the crimes that are holes in the economy, and this we will take by ensuring that we strengthen the Economic Crimes Unit, not by training alone, but also retooling them and ensuring that we select the right people to put in those places.
The PNC promises to reintroduce the border guards concept to tighten security at the country's borders. The party's flag bearer Hassan Ayariga further noted that fighting crime calls for the concerted effort of all. His government will therefore put up free telephone lines for the public to use to help the security forces by reporting crime cases.
We will bring back the border guard concept, equip them to police our borders and all entry points, increase the number of police personnel to the ratio of one police officer to 300 people. We will also provide and deploy the most advanced closed-circuit monitoring system at all the country's entry points and government establishments to further enhance the work of security agencies. But we all are involved in maintaining peace and controlling crime. It is not just the security as individuals in your homes and houses. When you see burglary going on somebody in another person's house, if you cannot control it, just inform the police. We will put up telephone lines free of charge that people could easily access the police, so that when we equip them with the modern vehicles like the NDC have done, we will continue to give them more and more equipped other vehicles to support them, and they will be able to control crime in more than 24 hours.
Nana Adodankwa Akufo-Addo of the NPP indicated that contrary to President John Mahama's assertion that crime rate has decreased, armed robbery cases are rather on the ascendancy. He stressed the need to increase the number of police personnel and the strengthening of the judicial system to enhance crime fighting. He also said the economy needs to be developed to discourage crime.
Our people have been confronted recently with significant increases in crime, robbery especially. I'm surprised to hear the statement that the statistics indicate that there's been a drop, that there is a disconnect between the figures and the reality on the ground. Be that as may, we're dealing with a matter that requires a very comprehensive response. I have been, and our party continues to be, for a rapid expansion of the numbers of our police service. We have a ratio of 1 to 1,200 in our country. Obviously, the other aspect of law enforcement, the Ministry of Justice, as well as the judiciary, equally need to be strengthened for them to be able to work more efficiently and more effectively. We're then dealing also with what we need to do to expand our economy, because an expanded economy and an enhanced economy will mean that the resort to armed robbery and to crime will diminish.
Nana Akufo-Addo is a presidential candidate of the NPP. Earlier, you heard President John Mahama of the NDC, Dr. Abdusakara of the CPP, and Hassan Ayariga of the PNC, all at the IEA debate yesterday. Now, the families of Vice President Park Esiemisi Rafa in Kekos and Muri have expressed gratitude to President Mahama for selecting their kinsman as Vice President and his running mate. They have pledged to vote massively for the NDC to enable him and President Mahama to complete the work begun by Professor Tamils. A cousin of Vice President Emisi Rasa, Eko Pinyin, who is a staunch member of the NPP in Muri, renounced his membership of the party and pledged to mobilize other members of the family in the other regions to vote for the NDC. Vice President Emisi Rasa expressed gratitude to his family members for show of support. He assured the people that all the development projects ongoing in the area will be completed.
It is God who has given us this favor. Not every family enjoys such favor. And so, as family members, we must all do all in our capacity to protect it. We are in government because we want to serve the people of Ghana. My mission here is that God has been so wonderful to us through His Excellency John Mahama, and so we are grateful to Him. We need prayers, and so we are calling on every individual to pray for us during church services. We are also pleading on everyone to vote well in this year's election. Vote for President John Mahama and Uncle Dazzy so that we can work for you.
Vice President Parker's here, Mr. Arthur, also introduced his 82-year-old mother at the Hester Hall in Cape Coast to debunk rumors that he does not come from the town. The Vice President will be in the Central Region for 3 days. Addressing a rally in Moree, Vice President Mr. Arthur said the NDC is a development-oriented party. This is because it believes in the welfare of the people. He said plans are on course for the government to build a landing beach in the community. He said work on an abandoned storm drain has resumed and it will be completed soon. It should therefore vote massively to retain the NDC to enable it to complete the project.
We, the NDC, are a party for development, and so I am here to see for myself whether the new street lights are in good condition. If you vote for the NDC in this year's elections, we promise we will do all we can to bring development to this community. The London Bridge, which is used by fishmongers, was started by the late President Mills through the help of the Chinese government.
Meanwhile, Vice President Parkwesie Misurafa has advised students to take full advantage of the facilities provided by government to enable them to realize their potential. He said government is determined to make education accessible, affordable and quality through the provision of more schools, teaching and learning materials, refresher courses for teachers and training of more teachers. Vice President Emi Sirato said this when he inaugurated an 18-unit classroom block for Abraman Senior High School at Abradunkwau in the Central Region. Seth Eyer has filed this report.
Vice President Emi Sirato also inspected a completed two-story girls' dormitory. The projects were built by the Get Fund. He said Ghana strives for excellence and this can only be realized through quality education. He therefore asked the students to be diligent and cooperate with their teachers to get the best out of them.
Our party, the National Democratic Congress, is very interested in improving the quality of education for our children. We want to increase access of children like you to school so that you can also improve yourself and get on in life. Your parents are investing in you. The country is investing in you. They're investing national resources in putting up these structures. They're investing national resources in creating good teachers for you. You listen to them. They'll teach you very well, but you also have to learn and pass your exam. This is just a small part of the things that we want to do. We want to create an opportunity for every school child, for every school boy, every school girl to realize their potential.
Addressing a well-attended rally at Abradunkwau, Vice President Emisa Arthur said the government will continue to ensure that communities get their fair share of national development. He asked the people to vote massively for President Mahama and the NDC parliamentary candidate for Abra Asebu Kwamankese, Christian Dadsi, to enable them to work together to complete the Better Ghana agenda begun by Professor Atta Mills. At Abra in Cape Coast North, Vice President Emisa Arthur urged Ghanaians to attach seriousness to education. He said education is key in all human endeavors. This is because no matter one's area of specialty, a level of quality formal education is vital so that one can be abreast of developments in one's field of endeavor. The MP and NDC parliamentary candidate Ebo Batinodro mentioned a number of projects executed by the NDC since 2009 in Cape Coast. He told the people that when they are induced with cash and other items, they should take them and vote against those parties. In a brief remark, the Central Regional Minister Amabeyin Wado advised the people against engaging in any violent confrontation with followers of the other political parties.
Sefeyia felt that report from Abu Adunkwau in the Central Region. The first Vice Chancellor of the University of Professional Studies, Professor Joshua Alabi, says the Infant University will work tirelessly to become a center of excellence with professionalism and scholarship as its pillars of growth. It says the university, formerly the Institute of Professional Studies, IPS, has gone through the mill to become a force to reckon with in academic circles, and attaining the status of a fully fledged university is a stepping stone to greater heights. Professor Alabi was speaking at his induction as the first Vice Chancellor of the university. Here is a report by Augustus Akay.
The University of Professional Studies, UPS, started in 1965 as a private institution by an individual, Nana Opoku Ampoma. In 1978, government took over the institution by the Institute of Professional Studies Decree. In 2005, it started its degree program under the supervision of the University of Ghana. Last month, President John Mahama assented the university's charter to make it a fully fledged university. The Vice Chancellor of the UPS, Professor Joshua Alabi, said the change of name does not guarantee quality education, the more reason why he will leave no stone unturned in ensuring the UPS become the leading professional business education provider.
Our vision is to ensure that we have to work on our infrastructure to complete a modern university. And then very key among the development that we have to do is research. In every academic institution, research is key, because it's when you're back on research that you can develop new ideas and you can impart that to the students. We have challenges, and we believe we can summon the challenges. It has to do with the quality of academic staff, and at the moment we are recruiting, and we hope that by God's grace we get the right staff to give up what you have to carry on this assignment. Again, there are challenges with the information technology. It is the key to education now. In fact, now we have off-campus universities. So at a point in time, we don't need to have everybody on campus to continue with the academic work. So we are also going to build and develop our IT infrastructure to beef up what the academic staff will offer, so we come up with the program which is required and which is needed in the country and African beyond. We are known as number one when it comes to accounting, and we will try to maintain that lead. But we'll go beyond that, because we are focusing more on the management side. And I believe strongly that with the caliber of academic staff we're recruiting now, and our investment in research and IT, we hope to compete, if not to be able to come better.
The chairman of the university council, Justice Ni Aite, removed the rector's gown, cap and hood from Professor Alabi and replaced them with the vice chancellor's gown, cap and hood. Professor Alabi was then assisted to sit on a specially designed chair for the vice chancellor to signify his assumption of office.
Augustus Opey with that report. Still on education, government is to distribute 5,000 laptops to students from second cycle and tertiary institutions in the Upper West region. The move is under government's science, technology and innovation policy, which is aimed at using ICT to promote job creation and enhance knowledge and development. Deputy Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Dr. Mustafa Ahmed, disclosed this when he presented 603 laptops to students from various institutions that were from where correspondent Swala Abdul Wahab has sent this report.
This is the second phase of the distribution of laptops to students from second cycle and tertiary institutions in the region. Dr. Ahmed said government believes in empowering the youth and pledges determination to ensure that all those who apply for the laptops are given.
Today we are going to give out 603 laptops. There are a lot more, but the region is built to receive about 5,000 laptops in the current exercise. This, as you are all aware, is in pursuit of the STI policy, the Science, Technology and Innovation Policy Government, which is being run from the Ministry of Environment, Science and Technology. That is in line with the belief of the current government.
The Deputy Regional Minister, Cesar Kale, said the NDC government believes in action rather than words. Secondly, said the distribution of laptops will put an end to doubts by some people that government is not fulfilling its promises.
The government indeed has always stated that it is after the welfare, the true welfare of students, and for that matter, would always want to deliver quality education to students right from the basic level to the university.
That report was sent from Swala Abdul Wahab. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana Accra. A look again at our major stories. Parties at IEA presidential debate unanimous on the need to equip security services to fight all forms of crime. Vice President Mr. Arthur advises students to take advantage of facilities being provided by government to realize their potential. Ministry of the Interior assures security services of government's determination to provide logistics to fight crime. Nigeria to deploy 600 troops to northern Mali under ECOWAS intervention force. President Joseph Kabila considers negotiations with M23 rebels in control of Goma. Thousands of Gaza residents celebrate ceasefire with Israel. And former French President Sarkozy to be questioned for receiving illegal campaign funds. We will be back after the break. Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information. Welcome back. The news at 6 continues. The Minister for the Interior, William Akwesi Abua, has expressed government's preparedness to provide all the needed support to the security services to deal with any individual or group of persons who may want to foment trouble or violence in any part of the country. He has challenged security personnel to uphold the country's democratic credentials. Mr. Abua made the point when he addressed the security forces in Kofoja in the new Jabi municipality. He urged them to remain vigilant, firm and fair in dealing with any person irrespective of where he or she belongs to. Mr. Abua also charged them to maintain political neutrality and discharge their duties professionally. The Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Sherry Ayite, has inaugurated 2 weed harvesters and 2 transport barges at Kwong in the eastern region. Madam Ayite said the mechanical harvesters and barges are a demonstration of government's commitment to provide the needed resources to deal with the problem posed by weeds in water bodies. Government is also very concerned about the water weed effect on the level of water bodies and is determined to deal with it. The Supreme Court has adjourned The Supreme Court has adjourned Sinidine 2 suit filed by former Minister of Justice and Attorney General Martin Lamisi Amidu, challenging the payments of judgment debt to Osofotone and businessman Alfred Agbeshiwoyomi. This is because the panel constituted at the hearing was incomplete. Justice Datiba, who presided, adjourned hearing indefinitely because a member of the bench, Justice Sophia Adinira, was indisposed. The matter could therefore not be heard as the panel was not properly constituted. Mr. Amidu filed a writ against Sofoton challenging the conduct of government in agreeing to pay the judgment debt to the company. He is seeking, among other relief, an interpretation of Article 181, subclause 5 of the Constitution. Mr. Amidu is also contesting the jurisdiction of the High Court to have entertained Isofoton suits against the Republic of Ghana on the grounds that the company lacked the capacity and course of action to initiate the suits. The former Attorney General wants the Supreme Court's declaration against the company's local agent, Anani A.J. Forson, for making claims against the government when he knew at the time that there was not operative contract with the state within the meaning of Article 181, subclause 5. In the suit against Mr. Woyome, Martin Amidu is questioning the payments of about 51 million Ghana cedi in judgment debt to Mr. Woyome. He is thus seeking that Mr. Woyome refunds the money to the state. And on the foreign front, Nigeria is to deploy 600 out of the 3,300 troops pledged by ECOWAS to contain rebel militants in northern Mali. Minister of State for Defense Olusola Obada said the insecurity in Mali is not just of concern to West Africa, but also to the entire international community. She also regretted that the country has become home to cells of terrorist organizations who are exporting insecurity not only in the northern part of Nigeria, but in the sub-region. He said while Nigeria is aware of the forthcoming elections in Mali, the polls should be held in the whole of Mali and not just part of the country. President of the DRC says he is prepared to study the grievances of rebels who have taken the country's main eastern city of Goma. Speaking after talks with his Ugandan and Rwandan counterparts, Joseph Kabila also said he would consider negotiating with the rebels from the M23 movement. Former President Nicolas Sarkozy is due to be questioned about claims that France's richest woman illegally helped finance its 2007 electoral campaign. Mr. Sarkozy faces allegations of accepting thousands of euros from Harris Liliane Bettencourt when he ran for office 5 years ago. A ceasefire between Israel and the Islamist Hamas movement that runs the Gaza Strip appears to be holding. Israel says some rockets have been fired from Gaza, but there is no sign of an Israeli response. Thousands of Gaza residents poured onto the streets to celebrate, waving flags and setting off fireworks. The UN Security Council has called on Israel and Hamas to uphold the agreement brokered by Egypt. And now to end the news, the main points again. One key issue that cropped up at last night's IEA presidential debate was the fight against crime, and all the four candidates were unanimous that more is needed to be done in terms of resourcing and equipping the security agencies to tackle the canker. Vice President Patrice Emisurata has said government is determined to make education accessible, affordable and quality in standard through the provision of more schools, teaching and learning materials, and called on students to take full advantage of the facility. And thousands of Gaza residents poured onto the street last night, waving flags and setting off fireworks to celebrate a ceasefire with Israel brokered by Egypt. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council has called on both Israel and Hamas to uphold the agreement. The news was presented by Jennifer Adulabi in Accra.